Thanks so much for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss some stats about generation buying and selling.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. The National Association of Realtors has sent out their data after surveying 120,000 buyers and sellers in 2017 and at the end of 2016. So looking at that, I found it interesting, the demographics of sellers and buyers these days.
Well, it is an interesting study because if you understand the moving age class of each of those buyers and sellers, now we're talking residential houses, residential real estate, not apartments, not office buildings, the stuff that I specialize in. Marcia, tell me, from a seller standpoint, where's the action happening?
Well, the activity is actually still with the baby boomers. The median age of a purchase or a seller in the marketplace is 54 years old. And that is 41% of the market is our baby boomers actually as sellers.
Well, but that also leaves a whole bunch of other people and other age classes. Who are the rest of them?
32% are younger than the boomers, the X and Y generation. And then the silent, which is what they call pre-baby boomers. They didn't
That's
get a name
me.
Apparently. You're called silent. That's crazy
yes.
talk.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, 27% of you out there silently doing your thing, doing real estate. So what I found interesting is we are really almost obsessing about millennials and how they're moving. The majority of the market is in a more traditional frame as sellers.
Well, let's then focus to the buyer just briefly.
Okay, and we're in the wheelhouse of the similar marketplace. 33% of the buyers are baby boomers. 51% are Generation X or Y. That turns to a median age of 44 as a buyer, Generation X.
Okay, how about the silent group?
Oh, that silent group that you're in, Bob?
Yeah.
That's just counterintuitive. 17% are older than the boomers. So
now that's interesting. Those are people that are 72 years of age and older.
And buying.
Notice yes. that. I love it. That's my group. We think in terms of net worth. We think in terms of wealth preservation. The rest of the group, it's hard to say what's going to happen with them.
Well, I've got to point out that means there's a strong marketplace for people that are not looking for volume homes. Their children are raised and now they're looking for the enjoyment of this use of space. So consider that when looking at your opportunity as a seller to that marketplace. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.